Chapter 41.
Voss looked pale but determined when he returned. The blood was drying on his face.
I think they've stopped. For now.
Ventress was still in a great deal of pain, but she was accustomed to controlling it. Now she willed herself to get to her feet and limp over to Voss. Concerned, he met her halfway.
Ventress, you should come with me, she said.
He followed her, supporting her, to another room in the shelter. Various supply crates lined the walls, but she had no interest in them. She turned and faced Voss.
Is it true?
Is what true?
He looked genuinely confused.
That you've joined Dooku. That you've sworn your allegiance to the dark side.
Despite her effort to speak quietly, her voice rose.
Voss closed his eyes and held up a hand.
Ventress, this isn't the time.
Oh yes, this damn well is the time. This is the only time. We all may be dead in 10 minutes, and after all we've done, all we've been through together, all I thought we meant, you're going to tell me the truth. You owe me that much.
Voss looked away. Cold fear clenched at Ventress's heart. Finally, he spoke.
I did it for us.
For a moment, she couldn't speak.
For us?
She finally managed. He nodded. She shook her head, stunned.
Voss, you know what he is. He will destroy you the first chance he gets.
I can handle him. I know what I'm doing. Asajj, I said we're doing it for us, and I mean that.
He took her good hand in his.
You've told me your existence has been nothing but pain and loss. Never feeling secure, never having a home. You deserve so much, and I can get it for us. The life we will be able to have together once...
What kind of life will that be, Quinlan?
Her voice broke.
The kind where we're slaves to our hatred, our rage. That's what the dark side made me. That's what it does. Nothing is ever enough. You get more and more, but you're never happy. It's a trap, baited with all the things you want most. That life, it's not worth living.
She squeezed his hand, imploring.
I already left that behind. You can too. You have a choice.
All at once, warmth flooded through her. It was as if she were being bathed with soft light. It washed away the pain and the fear and the anger, leaving only perfect clarity in its wake. Ventress realized that it was the Force, but it had never felt like this. And it was giving her a gift. Time slowed to a crawl as a sudden calm sense of knowing permeated her. She saw all at once every possible outcome of the turn of this fraction of a second. Every convolution, every manifestation, every repercussion that would echo far into the future. Death and life and new paths lay down one path. The restoration of balance. Fear and disaster. An existence that could never be called living, but merely crawling about in a shell of flesh that had no spark of joy. That too could be the future. Burning vengeance that only increased the hunger for more. She had just told Voss that he had a choice about what path he wished to walk. And the Force was revealing to her the outcome of her own choices. Now, this moment, this instant, this breath, Ventress chose. Voss saw Ventress's eyes open wide. Her body went taut, and she seemed to be staring at something he couldn't see. Fear exploded in him, quivering in the pit of his belly, and he shook her gently.
Asajj?
No,
she whispered, her eyes still unfocused, frighteningly blank. Then,
no!
Violently, she shoved Voss away, putting the force into the movement so powerfully that he was hurled across the room. As he struck the wall, he heard a terrifyingly familiar sound, the sizzle and crackle of force lightning. Dooku stood, his teeth bared in a savage snarl of victory. Ventress was caught in the most violent bolts of force lightning Voss had ever seen. They danced and crackled about her, hungrily, almost like living creatures. Her body spasmed, and her face contorted into a mask of absolute agony. Blood trickled from her ears, eyes, and nose. Asajj! Voss cried, leaping between Ventress and Dooku. He activated his lightsaber, deflecting the force lightning back onto Dooku. The Count's eyes widened in comprehension, a split second before his own weapon turned on him, disloyal as things of the dark always were. Dooku was flung back and lay on the ground, screaming and trembling, then lying still as the bolts faded. Ventress lay unmoving on the floor. Her clothes and her body itself emitted wisps of smoke. No, Voss moaned. She was breathing, but her pulse was thready, and she was still, so terribly still. Asajj! No. No. Fury as intense and primal as the bolts that had nearly killed her shuddered through him, and the world went red. Voss threw back his head and voiced his rage, whirling on the Count as he lay, shivering and gasping for breath on the stone floor. Three strides brought Voss to Count Dooku. He pressed the humming blade close to Dooku's neck. Do it, rasped Dooku. Impossibly, he was smiling.
The lightning wasn't for her. It was for you. She just got in the way. Go on. Take your revenge.
Voss's heart shook his body with its pounding, its aching, its demands. His gaze flickered to Ventress, lying so terrifyingly motionless. His vision blurred. It took him a moment to realize that tears were falling down his face in a river of pain. The dark, rage-filled tide inside him receded, leaving in his heart only the truth of the tears. The Count still smiled, still anticipated the final step that would turn Voss irrevocably to the dark side. I am not your kind, Voss said, his voice thick. I do not feed off vengeance. Truth was quiet. It did not need to shout or to demand. It simply existed. I am a Jedi. Voss deactivated his lightsaber. Ventress was still alive, and hope, cruel and beautiful and agonizing, flared in his chest as he rushed to her. Voss! He didn't turn around at the sound of Kenobi's voice. Somehow, he was unsurprised that Obi-Wan was here at this moment. We'll take him from here. Voss simply nodded. He might still be executed. He would certainly be taken back to the Council in chains. But none of that mattered. Everything that mattered was here, right before him. He felt raw in this moment, cracked open and laid bare. His senses were heightened, and he was almost painfully aware of everything. The smell of blood and scorched flesh, the steady slip of tears down his angular cheekbones, and their salty taste, the coppery tang of blood and fear in his mouth. He saw that strange patterns now decorated Ventress's bone-white skin, traces of darker flesh that looked like lightning bolts. The Force lightning had marked her for its own. Ventress's breathing grew labored.
He wanted to hold her, to keep her alive through the sheer force of his will. But he was afraid touching her would cause her more pain. Her beautiful, ice-blue eyes opened, and she smiled.
He tried to return her smile and failed miserably.
"Hey, handsome,"
Ventress murmured.
Voss gave a shaky laugh through the tears. "Hey yourself."
"I won't break, you know."
No, she would never break. Not a Sage Ventress. At the invitation, Voss gathered her as gently as possible in his arms.
The movement caused her to cough violently.
"I'm..."
Blood ran from her mouth, soaking his shirt. He bit back a sob. "Don't try to speak."
Ventress gave him a look that was so completely her, it tore him apart.
"You don't tell me what to do, idiot."
A small smile surprised him.
"Never could,"
he admitted.
"Damn right."
Another bout of coughing racked her thin frame. And for a devastating, heart-scalding second, Voss thought this would take her. But she continued.
"I'm proud of you for what you did over there. You chose loving me instead of hating him."
Her bloody, frothed lips curved in a smile.
"Best choice you've ever made."
Voss wept unashamedly, cradling her, stroking her face. He wanted to memorize its every curve, sear it into his memory, and realize that he had already done so.
"It was,"
he agreed. He swallowed hard.
"Sage, you were right. I did fall to the dark side, and I've been there this whole time. I didn't know."
"You lied to yourself,"
Ventress whispered.
"That's why I couldn't tell."
"I love you, and I never stopped, not for a moment."
Here at the end, Voss had to make sure she...
"I know,"
Ventress said.
"But you did stop lying."
She shuddered deeply. Voss felt his heart crack. Her fingers dug into his arm tightly, and her gaze bored into his.
"Remember, you always have a choice to be better. You always have a choice to pick the right path."
She smiled sadly.
"Even if that choice comes a little late."
"No. It couldn't be too late. Voss still had to tell her everything he'd felt. How his heart had jumped the first time she had touched him tenderly, caring for his injury on the Banshee. That seemed like a lifetime ago. When she'd asked him how she looked in the ball gown, he should have told her.
And when they had first kissed, Sage Ventress had changed everything in his world. Was still changing it, right this minute. But there was too much to say, and not enough time to say it, and the words crowded his throat and choked him into silence.
With an effort, Ventress reached to touch his face, tracing the yellow tattoo lingering over his lips. When she spoke, her voice was so faint that he had to strain to hear it.
"And always remember that I loved you with all of my heart."
He had known it,
but he had never before heard it from her lips.
Now he found he could speak the simplest of words.
"I will."
Ventress took a shuddering breath. The tension left her body, and she relaxed into his embrace as her eyes began to close.
"No, Sage,"
Voss begged.
"Sage, please don't go."
Her eyes flickered open, and a corner of her mouth turned up.
"I have to, Quinlan. It's my time now." my sisters are waiting.
Fear such as he had never known seized Voss, and he tightened his arms around her, as if by holding on he could somehow prevent death from taking her.
Please, please don't.
You must let me go, my love,
Ventress said, her voice so gentle, so tender, and she smiled lovingly.
It's the Jedi way.
And she was gone.